With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump announcing he's made a deal with most of the House Republicans who derailed a procedural vote on a package of legislation, including three cryptocurrency bills. More from Bernie Bennett.
President Trump wrote on Truth Social Tuesday night, quote, "I'm in the Oval Office with 11 of the 12 congressmen and women necessary to pass the Genius Act, and after a short discussion, they have all agreed to vote tomorrow morning in favor of the rule." The president continued, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was at the meeting via telephone and looks forward to taking the vote up as early as possible. "I want to thank the congressmen and women for their quick and positive response. Make America great again." The deal followed days of GOP infighting that threatened to stall the president's legislative agenda in the House. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Attorney General Pam Bondi Tuesday refused to address questions about her handling of the Justice Department files from the Epstein investigation or her reported rift with FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino. Bondi has come under criticism from some since the Justice Department released a memo last week detailing its review of the files. The two-page document says the department found no evidence of an Epstein client list and that no additional files from the investigation would be made public. President Trump says he totally trusts his attorney general.
The attorney general's handled that very well. She's really done a very good job. And I think that when you look at it, you'll understand that. I would like to see that also. But I think the attorney general, the credibility is very important. And you want credible evidence for something like that. And I think the attorney general's handled it very well.
A federal grand jury has indicted the man accused of fatally shooting a Minnesota state representative and her husband and wounding two others. The indictment lists murder, stalking, and firearms charges against Vance Bolter. This is SRN News. Well, faith impacts attitudes when it comes to abortion.
According to a study by the Public Religion Research Institute, the more a person engages in Christian religious practices, the less likely he is to support abortion. In states where people are more religious, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Alabama, for instance, support for abortion is low. In places where people have turned away from faith, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Vermont, support for abortion is very high. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Authorities are looking at another angle in the shooting at a church in Kentucky. The gunman, 47-year-old Guy House, was apparently seeking his estranged wife when he opened fire inside the Richmond Road Baptist Church in Lexington. But known social media posts have come to light in which House is seen posing wearing a Palestinian headdress similar to that worn by some terrorist. This is SRN News. Supreme Court is allowing President Trump to put his plan to dismantle the Education Department back on track and go through with laying off 1,400 employees. High Court decision enables the administration to resume work on winding down the department, one of Mr. Trump's biggest campaign promises. Education Secretary Linda McMahon.
Other things that I think, you know, we are looking at is to make sure there's merit in hiring. We want to make sure that universities are in compliance with Section 117 of the Higher Education Act, which is that they have to report foreign donations from where they're coming from and how much they are, and they are not doing that.
McMahon says foreign interests have long used universities to filter illegal activities in America.
We have to be very careful about foreign influence in our country, and I think this is one way that there's potential for that influence coming into the country. We want to be sure that we can monitor it.
More details at srnnews.com.